Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Skip LaCour, your coach. And I don't do a lot of testimonials. You'll see that on my websites. You know, a lot of there's those marketers that shove testimonials down your throat. I don't do that for a couple reasons. One is, you know, I just assist and guide you guys to get the most what you want out of life. And because there are different people with different needs, right, it's just like general. And everybody has different goals. So, you know, when you see those testimonials of something like weight loss, something very specific, or somebody made $1 billion or things like that, what I do is help you expand and enrich the total quality of your life, right? So everybody has different definitions of what that means, and they have different bullseye and different targets, right? So that's a big reason why I don't do testimonials as much as you might see other people. The other reason why I don't do that is because, you know, the time and energy I put into you guys every single week, you know, with this coaching, and just two people looking at your life the way that I do, it takes a lot of emotion, talks a lot of energy, takes a lot of time. And I know that it's a big investment on both of our parts. I can only do so many, right? So it isn't that I can, the results that I'm working to help you get, I can't mass produce it, and my schedule is pretty much filled, so there's no sense in putting all these testimonials out there the way that I do it, one-on-one intimate coaching with you. But I did want to bring someone who I'm so proud of as a testimony. I want you to hear his voice, not just read a quote or see his picture. I want you to hear the passion and tell his story. And so I have Joe from England. And I'm just going to tell you, Joe, how long has it been? Say hello to the guys, Joe.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Joe, how long have we been coaching together one-on-one every single week?
3 months, about, was it?
Okay.
About 3 months?
About 3 months. And first of all, you know, tell me, what space were you in when you started? Because the biggest key to get people to create change and even take the risk, take that leap of faith to work with me one-on-one, is they can't just be in pain. The gap between where they are now to where they want to be has to be wide enough that they actually take action. They can't talk about it anymore. They can't rationalize anymore. They can't just look on the bright side anymore. Where were you when you came to me?
That's a great question. When we first spoke, I was in a place of desperation, needing help, didn't know who to turn to, who to trust in terms of who could take me to the next level, or could I actually get myself to the next level. Deeply frustrated with the situation that I was in. I knew there was more, but there was some angst, and I just didn't quite know how to get past it without the guidance of either yourself or another coach.
Right.
So that's what made me reach out to you in the first place.
Now, you intellectually knew you had the talent and the abilities. It's just, how do you just, what I call stepping into your big shoes, how do you align all these resources, all this talent that everybody tells you you have, that you intellectually know that you have, but how do you actually make it work? Like, you've seen other people who are less than you, all right? Nothing against them, but you know you're smarter, you know you're a harder worker, you know you have opportunities, you know you've got a lot more things going for you, but they happen to be doing it. Why can't you? That frustration. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, Matt, 100%.
Yeah,
I could never get my head around the fact I didn't think there was any more talented than me. I just didn't know how to go about being as successful as them.
Now, you mentioned coaching, and you mentioned me, but did you know about coaching before? Did you know people who got coaching and results? I mean, to some people, this whole thing about life coaching or business coaching, it's kind of foreign to them. Did you have some experiences in the past, or was it something that you heard me say on one of my websites or emails?
Again, another great question. I've always studied successful people, read biographies, been on courses, and for whatever reason, just just still didn't quite understand why I wasn't being successful. I didn't know anyone per se that took out coaching, or I'd not hired a coach myself, even though there was a time when I felt quite hypocritical to my current clients because I was asking them to hire me as a coach, but then I wasn't hiring somebody else as a coach to coach me. That kind of struck a chord with me, which made me then relate to myself and think, well, I must hire a coach. And I think I read a quote, I think it was Richard Branson or somewhere, where even to this day, despite how successful he is now, he still feels the need to hire coaches. So if does, I felt that I needed to. Hence why I reached out, I did plenty of research, came across your articles, blogs, followed you for some time. And it was just a case of, yes, I felt quite, there's a bit of doubt, a bit of fear within myself to reach out to you, because I had to, for the first time, openly open up about my current situation and be completely, well, brutally truthful about it.
And it was probably, it was nice. A lot of people say, well, how can you coach somebody over the phone? Or how can it help you? In a way, when you bare your soul and be vulnerable, sometimes it's a little disarming that I am somebody who's across the pond or other side of the country that you don't have to see face-to-face. Don't you agree?
Yeah, completely. Completely.
Right.
If you met me man-to-man,
right, and we're all into our, status and everything like that, it might have been, unless, I had just immediate and tremendous rapport skills, it might have been difficult for you to kind of just bare your soul, like you said, and be vulnerable. Or it may have taken a lot of time and money invested, and you wouldn't have got off to the great start, which I want to talk about, right? That's the reason why I have it on the call. I want people to see the hope that's out there. If they just follow the plan, something that I'm so passionate about, I do so much for my guys, and I do whatever I can to convince them. I'm a story of pain to profit, to pleasure, to doing this. I wasn't born, with all these success stories. I try to be open about that with them every week and about my past, that I'm going through the same journey like them. They are too. So, but a couple of things. So you said you knew me for a while, but how long did you actually know me? Because some people have known me like for 15 years. They knew me as a bodybuilder and a champion. I've developed that rapport and trust for so many years. How long was it for you?
It was a short time. I didn't even know about the bodybuilding stuff, to be honest, until you started the conversation.
I take that as a compliment, by the way, So.
Yeah, and it's probably best that we didn't meet, because you'd be 10 times the size of me.
What I mean by that is that this isn't about what I did with my muscles. That's bringing this quality of this advance in the quality of your life, and so quickly. It has nothing to do with my muscles. So that's what I mean by that, is that, I appreciate the fact that people admire my muscles and my championships, but it's the mindset that from there into where I come, that I implant, that I share with my guys, that gives them the overall quality of life that's so much more than muscle. So that's why I take it as a compliment, that my muscles and my championships, they weren't the things that had you take that leap of faith, get over your fear, and do this for yourself. Yeah. So a short time, how long would you estimate? How long have you been following my emails, my websites? I'm curious.
I think it was a space of a month, 2 months. I reached out looking for an article or information on confidence. Came across one of your blogs on Manformation, I think it was. And just kept going back and forth. And I actually... Yeah, and really just reached out to you, filled out the form, and then, which was quite daunting to begin with, and then you got back in touch, then it kind of set the ball rolling, really.
Right. And then we talked for a while, and I got you really clear and focused. The process that I do with my guys is tried and true system that I've learned from all the great coaches and teachers throughout the years, and then, added my own spin and touch and perspective to it. Got you really clear. But I'll tell you, taking this leap of faith, no matter how much pain you are in, no matter how determined you are to improve your life, I mean, it was a gutsy move on your part. I bet when you hung up the phone, you made this decision, you made this investment in money and in yourself and time. I bet that was very scary when you hung up the phone talking to me.
Yeah, you know my story. You know exactly how it was. You knew me better than I knew myself. And one of the earliest learning points, that lessons that I learned from yourself was to follow through on what I was going to do. And actually, when I'd put the phone down, I felt I went back to my comfort zone. It very immediately back to my comfort zone, actually, but also had this angst that I needed to follow through. And if it wasn't for you pursuing with me, because you knew there was a better version of me to be made, I would have probably quite slowly drifted away. But I thank you an awful lot for pursuing to put me through this process. And it was, I think it was yourself that said there was an important lesson for me between that time of signing up and the very first phone call after that signing up procedure, which was really a big learning point for me, which I think was the value in money itself. It gave me the true value in the investment there and then, and I knew that you were the right person for me going forward.
Well, let me just tell you a couple things. That's all of our challenge. We all want to get to the next level. It doesn't matter if it's you or me or P. Diddy or Arnold Schwarzenegger or whoever your idol is, Mark Cuban, Richard Branson. There's always a next level, and we're all scared to some extent, no matter what we've achieved in the past. So that feeling that you have is very common. I prepare my guys that they're going to feel that way, right? But I'll tell you, the credit, I appreciate your appreciation for me, but the credit is to you. For doing this for yourself. And that's why I have one of these rare testimonials. This is probably one of the first ones that I've done like this. Who knows? Hearing you, who knows? I might do it more in the future because I want so badly for my guys to change the quality of their lives. I'm so passionate about it. And that's why I'm having you on here, because you are a testament of making this work. But let's just, all the touchy-feely stuff, let's talk about, you know, the brass tacks, bottom line, tell me in the 3 months, and I had you prepare, just to let you guys know he's not coming out this, because sometimes we have success and we don't realize it. One thing I always tell you guys is that you have to know you're winning the game when you're winning the game by keeping track. So, Joe, since we've been coaching for, I think it's been a little over 3 months, how much has your bottom line income changed per month?
By four. In pounds, £4,200, and in dollars, I think that's roughly around $6,300, $400.
Right, yeah. Now, like I said, I had Joe do the math to keep track to make sure that he's winning. Guys, in 3 months, his income has gone up, you know, $6,300. That's over $75,000 a year. But I'll tell you, Joe took to this right away. He didn't just take the leap of faith out coach. He did what I said. He came up every single coaching session ready to go. It's interesting, Joe. Your niche is fitness. A lot of guys who follow me, their niche is fitness, right? It's interesting. You didn't even know me from fitness. You just look for coaching and confidence in how you found me. But I have a lot of my followers who either are in the fitness industry, and look, they're struggling. They'll be the first ones to tell you, all right? Or they have this dream of going into fitness. But let me ask you, the mindset, the life skills, the belief in yourself, the belief in your services and your duty to share this with other people to change the quality of their lives, this could work in any niche. If somebody is an expert or they know they're better than most and they know they can help somebody regardless of its fitness or confidence or it's making money or having a great family, what you learn can help anybody coach their tribe of people and be successful. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, completely, 100%, completely agree with that.
Yeah. All right, so you're up at a rate of $75,000 a year. And I think you kind of did some realistic math. You said, Skip, yeah, I directly attribute that's the income change in these 3 months. But you kind of said, well, if I would have done it on my own, you probably made that, you know, it wouldn't have, you would have had zero, it's not zero or $6,300 a month. I think you said you'd have made about, what, 2,000 pounds, guessing, if you would have done this by yourself, right? Maybe. Who knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and that's without, if I didn't acquire the skills that you taught me, it would have probably been a third of that, so about
7,000. Right, okay. So just conservatively, you raise your income times three in 3 months. All right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, but here's the most important. It's not just about money. Two things. One, Don't you think with these life skills and these business skills, this is what the analogy I give, is that you can give somebody a fish. I can give you, you know, $6,300 a month. That would probably be wonderful, wouldn't it, Joe? Right?
Yeah.
But you're just getting to go. I gave you a fishing pole. You now have within you, and you got to go through the ups and downs and all around the journey of life, like all of us anyway. You're going to have ups and downs. That's what being an entrepreneur is about. If you want the best things in life, we all are on that journey, right? But don't you feel so much power? You're so empowered now with a mindset and strategies and skill set that, number one, you now have a fishing pole to catch as much, many fish as you want for the rest of your life. And not to mention, this $6,300 a month, man, I hope, you know, we'll work on this if you haven't. That should be $10,000 a month, right, in a couple months, and $20,000, right?
You already know that. You already know my angst with that. Even though it's really pleasing, you know I want to. There's more to be earned. I know there is, definitely.
And you have a skill set now that now you're probably, like a lot of my guys, I'll just be honest with you, Joe, that, you know, they want to believe. And I remember being this way. I remember when, you know, I was the bodybuilder and I kind of was how to get to the next level. And when I started, you know, my coaching business, I knew I had the heart, the passion, the sheer desire to help other people. I knew I had the skill set because I spent a lot of money with coaches to develop my skill sets, right? But I just didn't know about the business part of it. I didn't know how I was going to make that happen. These guys, and I wanted to believe. I so desperately wanted to believe, but I had a hard time believing I could actually do it. But I had to get in there and do it, right? So, you know, a lot of these guys want to believe. They want to believe they can get the results they want. They want this, that Skip is sincere, that Joe guy sounds sincere, right? What advice? Because you were at that stage, right, just a few months ago.
Yeah.
How did you make the breakthrough, if you can kind of summarize it? What was it about you? Because this is, you know, I gave you the fishing pole, but you had to get out there and fish. What was it about you? What mindset? What made you go from, I don't know if I can do this, I really want to, I hope it works, to actually making it work? Any advice you can give these guys?
It was just having absolute faith in what you were saying. And also, there was a quote very early on that you quoted to me, which was fail forward fast. And the thing was that I was willing to accept was, and what I enjoyed actually at the time was just trying all these new different options that I had. I really found it quite useful, quite enjoyable, just learning this new material and just putting it to work and then figuring out if it didn't work, if it did work, then just recrafting it, redesigning it, talking to you on a week-by-week basis, and we speak about this and get into strategy of how we can implement it, make it better. And I really got into the old excitement and enjoyment of actually I can start seeing light at the end of the tunnel. I just need to keep following through. And you kept saying to me, you kept building my confidence that it will turn out for the good. And you was right in saying that. And as it's shown with the results to date, it's 100% proven. It's just, if I had to give someone advice out there, just believe in what Skip's saying, follow through with what it's asking, but do the work. You can't expect Skip to do it for you. You've got to do the work from the calls each week. As soon as you leave the call, you get right into to your head down, figure out how you're going to make it happen. And Skip does a superb job in attaching a bigger purpose to this whole journey of yours, which doesn't just involve yourself.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about. You know, that's what I want to talk about, what you said, the bigger purpose. You know, look, Joe, when I came to you, when people come to me, you know, as a coach, I have to do whatever I can to get them excited, like their short-term goals. But I always tell my guys, you know, what you're coming to me for isn't what you're coming to me for. I'll help you get it, so you'll hurry up and get that so we can move on to what your heart's real desire is. I have a feeling I know what it is, but I'm not going to tell you right now because even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. I'm going to get you out of your short-term pain so you can see a bigger picture, right? And, you know, a lot of people have a challenge with money. We've done a lot of demystifying of the emotion of money. How much of an impact has that had on you?
A massive impact. I didn't understand it. I didn't know it was affecting me at the time. And even some of the tools and lessons that you taught me, I didn't feel at the time was, I didn't know what was going on, what was happening, but I completely understand why I was put through that process. And yes, I wouldn't have been able to do that on myself. I wouldn't have had an understanding of what was actually holding me back in the way that you knew that was holding me back. And that was my short-term pain, which you got me out of. And we're still working on it. As you said, it's been imprinted since an early age. So there is times when ups and downs, but having the coaching with you weekly reminds me of where I'm going and the direction that I'm heading for 1 year from now.
But so money is one thing, like I said, but tell me about how has this changed how you look at yourself in the mirror, how you look at your future. How has this changed the quality of your life in the short term and what you see and in the long term? Forget about the money part. Forget about your business skills. Tell me about how this has changed Joe as a man. That's what I'm most proud of in my guys.
I try and find words to describe how I feel. I just don't have the word. However, I didn't know until I'm starting to see the Joe of today that I'd lost the old Joe. I didn't know how far I'd let myself go. I didn't know. I thought I was living the life that I wanted, but I was just deceiving myself, or I was turning to things that kind of shielded me away from the real life that I wanted, making excuses without ever realizing it. And now I'm a whole lot more confident. I feel more powerful in any situation that I'm currently in. I'm more confident around people. I have options,
and I believe that
I can achieve anything I want right now in the mindset that I am. And if I try and do the comparison from where I am now to where I was when I first met you, I'm actually quite, I don't think ashamed is the right word, but hopefully that will describe to the people listening to this
phone. Yeah, no, I get it. And trust me, Joe, even to this day, as I make more and more breakthroughs, I look back, oh my God, why didn't I know that? My life would have been so much less painful than what I put myself. I'm going through that. So that's part of growth. And you can't reject that feeling or be ashamed of that feeling, or you'll be hesitant to grow in the future. You'll be hesitant to find distinctions because you would want to avoid that feeling. But you need to kind of embrace that feeling, because that means your growth. You know, one client, you know, great guy, and I always quote this, and he's happy that I always quote this, is that he said, man, I thought I was playing chess, and the people around me were playing chess, and I was playing checkers. Oh, my God. It's almost like he's embarrassed, but at the same time, thankful. Does that describe the way that you're feeling at times now as you make these gigantic breakthroughs?
Yes, completely.
Yeah. You know what? Now, I've got to tell you, for my American clients who are listening to this, you know, as a culture, you know, the British, the English, they're a little bit more reserved in their enthusiasm. Would you agree with that? But just compared to you, how much are you going out of your comfort zone by showing this enthusiasm, this excitement, right? Again, there's different cultures, but on a scale from 1 to 10, how excited are you as we talk about this and all the feelings that I'm kind of rototilling, I'm cultivating, I'm bringing up about your journey that maybe in a lot of ways you didn't even appreciate to this extent without all this stimulation on my part? But how are you feeling in your heart, that emotion right now, on a scale from 1 to 10?
It's a 10.
Yeah.
It's a completely 10, yeah.
And you know what? The great thing is, two things. One, you now have the tools to create options and to be happy and happier and happier for the rest of your life. You have that fishing pole to catch as many fish as you want from now on, right? But your life is now in your hands to create those options. And it's only going to get better from here, brother. So I really appreciate you sharing your story. And one other thing, too, is, you know, keep the intimate details. But when Joe talks about the quality of his life, just think of everything that you want that you may not realize. Confidence, certainty. If you're aging and you think, oh, am I ever going to get this together? That's something I feel. That's why it's not too late to be great is one of my taglines. Joe, you're 33 right now, am I right? You just had a birthday?
32.
Okay, you're 32 and just had a birthday. Isn't it great to learn this now at 32? You probably were feeling like you were getting old, even though you were only 32. Am I right?
Feeling like I was getting old and just didn't know where
how it's going to come together, right?
Yeah, how
let me just tell you something. Yeah, yeah. You know, so, you know, that's the thing is whether you're 32, 42, 52, it's like you should have had this together 5 years ago. Is that the feeling that you were feeling before you came to me?
Yeah. Long
and it's still going to happen, just to tell you. It's still going to happen. That's the winner in you driving for more. But I'll tell you this. Isn't it a great thing that you learned the skill set, that you did this for yourself, that you took this risk? Isn't it better to do this, regardless of what you look back and say, oh, I should have known this. Isn't it better to do this at 32 rather than 42 or 52?
Oh, yeah. I'll be, by the age of 42, I'll be flying.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, well, hey, thanks a lot for sharing your story. I wanted to, you know, they hear me get all excited about their lives. Sometimes
yeah.
I get on the line, and I think I'm more excited about their lives than they are and the options that are in front of them, Joe. You know what I mean? So it's great that you took the time to share your story. Maybe it'll be inspiration from the guys actually hearing your voice, hearing the passion in your voice, seeing how it affected. And I really appreciate that. All right, Joe, thanks a lot.
No, you're welcome.